Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We have had this me mentality, and as a result, we are focused so much on us that if anybody interferes with us, we want to question that. Church leaders have contributed to it. I look back when I was a pastor. You know, I love to look at spiritual gifts, and I think my dominant spiritual gift is ignorance because I've done so many stupid things. And I would, you know, I can go back and look at the four churches where I served as pastor, first in Indiana, then in Louisville, Kentucky, then in St. Pete, Florida, and then in Birmingham, Alabama. And it is absolutely amazing to me that those people put up with me. Mm-hmm. I go back and I love them even more today because I realize what a poor pastor I was and what a poor leader I was. And I was guilty of, in many, many cases, of not raising the bar as a leader about what it means to be a part of the local church. Until my final church, before I went to be dean of a seminary, I did not even have an entry point class or some type of introduction to the church where I could even tell them what the church was about or what was expected of them. And so people were coming into the church not even knowing that they were supposed to serve because that leader, Tom Rainer, was doing such a poor job of even providing them a venue to find out what they should do. So one of the good things that's happening in the midst of this, and I may be chasing rabbits, you need to pull me back on the right trail. Churches are now beginning to have entry points of new member classes or whatever it's called, and they're giving two broad categories of dissemination. One is information about what the church believes, about what it is and who the staff is, and then expectation. What is truly expected of a church member? And you know what? People want to be a part of something that makes a difference. They want to be in a place where they can make a difference. And when you're at a church where you're not making a difference, when you're at a church where you're just sitting back and receiving, you either grow bored and tired and leave, or you grow spoiled and inwardly focused. One of those two things is going to happen. Mm. I want to be a part of church where I'm going to make a difference. And you know what I've discovered? It's more up to me than other people to do it for me.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.